The law is not static. It changes day by day, year by year. As cases are won and lost, precedents are set. Legislators change, and the result is the repeal of a statute, the passage of a new statute, or the change in the court rule. How do you stay current? How will you know when procedures change and what the new procedures will be? These are questions that will help keep in perspective the importance of being well informed, of knowing what is current and when and how changes occur in your areas of substantive law. Read your law journal. Know when the rules change and when statutes are repealed or passed. Know that you have to read the pocket parts of the statutes when you begin your research, or that you have to shepherdize anything that you find online. You must be aware of the latest changes. You are expected to know everything. You must be well informed at all times. The most important aspect of your professional career rests on your professional growth, that is, attending legal education, CLE, courses. By subscribing to the State Bar's newspaper or the Law Journal in your state, you also would be informed of changes in procedure. Keeping up to date by attending continuing legal education seminars is critical. Whether it is a seminar in basic procedure or more advanced procedure, you must keep up to date with your chosen areas of specialization. Both state bar associations and local bar associations present seminars on areas of substantive law. In New Jersey, the State Bar Association holds an annual meeting each May in Atlantic City. During the day, there are seminars given by the committees and sections of the State Bar Association, as well as seminars given by the Paralegal Committee of the State Bar. One day is a day designated for paralegals, when there are seminars depending on the time allotted, chosen by and organized by the Paralegal Committee. This is an excellent way to participate in continuing education and to network with peers. If your state bar does not have any paralegal seminars organized and given by paralegals, perhaps those who are members of a state bar association could recommend organizing and setting up seminars by paralegals given for paralegals, attorneys, and all support staff. In addition to workshops and seminars, there are exhibits to visit that are open for the entire meeting. The exhibitors, including title insurance companies, computer companies, software companies, publishing companies, detective agencies, subpoena service companies, to mention a few, are informative and usually offer promotional paraphernalia. You can acquire pens, pencils, notepads, coffee mugs, candy, clipboards, and tote bags. The exhibitors demonstrate their products or services, and you can pick up information that you can always use. For example, I have located investigation services for personal injury cases and expert witnesses, and have been able to purchase Institute of Continuing Education, or ICL, books at a reduced price. You can learn a great deal from the exhibits and speaking with the exhibitors. Apart from the annual meeting of the State Bar, each committee and or section of the State Bar presents its own seminars throughout the year. These seminars are given at a nominal cost and are generally informative and provide written material as to updates and changes in the law in the particular subject. For example, the real property, probate, trust law section may combine a seminar with the corporate and business law section and the environmental law section when the subject is important to all sections. Recently, the three sections combined efforts to give a seminar on the Industrial Site Recovery Act that was signed into law in New Jersey. Throughout the year, the sections give seminars to the members of their own sections on various subjects of interest. The New Jersey State Bar Foundation, the educational and philanthropic arm of the New Jersey State Bar Association, also sponsors public education programs to improve understanding of the law. And I'm sure in each of your states, your bar has its own foundation, and you should always look into what they have to offer. In addition to the state and local bar associations, there are other seminars that are important to attend. The Institute for Continuing Education, or ICCL, a nonprofit continuing education service that operates under the auspices of the New Jersey State Bar Association and the New Jersey Law Schools, offers seminars for attorneys along with a special rate for paralegals. The seminars given by ICCL are either basic skills seminars, refresher courses, or seminars directed to new procedures or rule changes, such as updates on family law, discussions with regard to litigation technology, computer skills, trial preparation, crafting deposition questions, corporate updates, information on foreclosure, and so forth. These seminars are usually given from 6 to 9 p.m. weeknights or on Saturdays or in the afternoon during the week. Besides ICCL, the Practicing Law Institute in New York gives seminars for attorneys and paralegals with a special rate for paralegals. Examples of their workshop subjects are environmental law, toxic torts litigation, workshops for legal assistants, fundamentals of medical malpractice litigation, and basic patent law. In addition, the American Trial Lawyers Association of America, ATLA, has an educational foundation that offers seminars for litigators. Some of their recent topics included winning verbal threshold cases and support staff how to handle automobile cases. In New Jersey, in the spring, ATLA holds several seminars in Atlantic City and other various locations with workshops on personal injury, matrimonial and criminal law, workers' compensation, toxic torts, the paralegal, and women and the law. You should check with your local state and bars as your local state bar associations to determine the name of the continuing education institute in your area. A call to the institute will usually put your name on the mailing list so that you will be aware of the upcoming seminars. All of the aforementioned seminars qualify for continuing education credits toward the renewal of your CLA or your CP designation or your RP designation. You can attend seminars of your choice in your area of substantive law or attend seminars on subject you are unfamiliar with but would like to learn more about. Whether it is a basic procedure seminar on closing title on residential real estate or a more complicated subject such as estate planning or preparing fiduciary income tax returns, this is an excellent way to expand your knowledge and to use some marketing at the same time. You will be attending seminars where there are attorneys in great number. You want to be visible and make yourself known. In recent years, there have been seminars given that are directed solely to paralegals. The national organizations, National Association of Legal Assistants, the National Federation of Paralegal Associations, the National Paralegal Association, and Professional Legal Assistants sponsor seminars for paralegals several times during the year. These seminars or workshops are usually advertised in the association's mailing to their members, as well as advertising in the local bar association newsletters or the State Law Journal and in Legal Assistant Today, an excellent monthly publication for paralegals. In New Jersey, there are two paralegal associations, the Paralegal Association of New Jersey and the South Jersey Paralegal Association, that have combined to form the GSA, the Garden State Alliance. And each year, the Garden State Alliance has one day that is devoted to a paralegal convention. And the seminars are for paralegals and support staff. It is an all-day affair, just like the Bar Association. There are seminars given by attorneys, by paralegals, and all of the seminars are set up by the paralegal associations. And this has been a very successful event. There are many community colleges and many four-year colleges now that have instituted paralegal courses in their curriculums that you can take advantage of in a particular area of substantive law. It is an excellent way to broaden your knowledge and expand your horizons. You don't want to be in the position of receiving a telephone call from your attorney and being asked to perform a certain task and you have to tell him you don't know how to do it or you don't know the current law. You must stay up to date. It is very important to stay on top of CLE, any way you can, whether it's through legal newspapers, seminars, law review articles, magazines, periodicals, and of course, on the web, you can find a vast amount of information.